Evening. It's Sunday night. We're watching a comedy show, Louis C.K., and he's said a couple of things which have struck a chord with me. The first thing being that I'm quite old, and so I'm really still very excited about the internet and being able to fly. Actually, colour television is something that really still gets to me, because I call it colour television because I was brought up with black and white television. And I remember we didn't get the first colour television we got was in 1970. So I was 9 years old, and we got it because there was the World Cup was going to be in colour. Oddly enough, the World Cup from Mexico that year, and it was going to be in colour. So we got a colour television. And yet the BBC didn't have a lot of colour programmes on. And we used to highlight them in the Radio Times, the colour television. Pardon, I'm sorry, I've got to stop at this moment because Maria's what? What?
We invented
colour. Okay, it appears that Mexico invented colour television. Anyway, but we used to highlight programmes in the Radio Times if they were in colour and just watch them because they were like colour television. That, strangely enough, isn't the point of this conversation. My father, who was a great, great man, used to take me to football matches. I used to go and watch Sheffield United play. And it was the best moments of my life with my father, because it was the moments that he actually hugged me, kissed me. We laughed, we cried, we ate really bad food. And I remember at one stage sat there because I was a bit of a, well, I am a bit of a nerd and a geek and all whatever. And we get there early and I would read the football program from cover to cover. And I remember at one stage in the middle of a football match, the crowd chanting quite happily, "The referee's a bastard, the referee's a bastard." And I remember turning around to my dad and saying, how do the crowd know he's a bastard? Because I've read his bio here on the back of the programme, and it doesn't actually say whether his parents were married or not. And my father turned around and said to me quite happily, "Well, son, it's like this. Some people are bastards and some people are bastards. And when you get a lot older, you'll know who the bastards are. And they might not be bastards, but they are bastards." Which is one of those sort of surreal conversations that hangs with you. And I've just had it with Maria, and I've just talked about it, to which she said, "Yes, but do you know any bastards?" Well, she said, "No, obviously you don't know any bastards because you've never met my ex-husband." Which is quite surreal, because I have met her daughter, and her daughter is actually totally, weirdly, a bastard. And yet I haven't met... Pardon?
It's not that weird.
Okay, it's not that weird. But anyway, I wasn't really going to share that moment with you, but Maria said I have to share the fact that her daughter is a bastard, but is not a bastard, yet her ex-husband is a bastard, and yet he's not a bastard. And if you can work that out, then you're a better person than I am at this stage of the evening. So, that was it. The whole point I was going to say is that colour television is actually really, really exciting. And I remember when we had this colour television, and I remember that funnily enough, before we had colour television, a couple of weeks before we had colour television, my brother and I actually had an argument about colour television, about changing the channel. And he had his face right next to the screen, and I remember slamming his face into the screen and him getting a nosebleed and bleeding all over the television, and my mother turning round and going like, "Why the hell did you do that?" And I said, "Yes, but look, Ratty on Tales from the Riverbank, he suddenly looks red. We've got colour television." And at that point, I'll say, "I'll see you on the flip side. Bye-bye now."